Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Fourth and final hour, Darren Donica Chase here on ESPN 102.5. The game, you know, we start this final hour every Friday. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. We're going to get you ready for pick six just around the corner. Lee's going to tell you how to make you some money this weekend. Lee, what's going on?
Oh, I'm ready to go. I mean, we finally got the SEC, all geared up, and even Vanderbilt joined the party last week. They were ready.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, we won't have a Titans-Steelers game to go over
this week.
But we got a lot of attractive matchups. Let's start now week two of SEC play, and let's go with the big boy, Alabama, who looked good last week against Missouri. Texas A&M, as you mentioned, did not look so good against Vanderbilt.
No, and so here's what I saw. Going into the summer, I'm studying these two teams, and I'm like, wow, this is a great situational play for A&M. They'll probably be getting 10 to 12 points at least. They're returning 18 out of 22 starters. They got Jimbo Fisher in year three. That's the same year he won the national title, Florida State. He's bringing back a senior quarterback in Kellen Mond, and then all of a sudden, middle of July, guys just start dropping out, saying they're not going to play. And I'm saying, well, are these guys first-rounders? They lost four starters who dropped out. And I think most of them think that they're going in the first or the second round. It's not happening. These are all fourth- to seventh-round guys. I don't know if an agent got a hold of these guys or what the situation is, but it's just it's gone from bad to worse. The biggest loss is Jamin Osmond, the receiver. I mean, he's their down-the-field threat. Without him, they lack explosion or inexperience. And Kellen Mond looked lost against Vanderbilt last week. On the other side, Mac Jones looked great for Alabama here. And Nick Saban has never lost to a former assistant 20-0. Alabama 45-14. Roll Tide!
Does not look like money well spent right now in College Station on Jimbo.
No.
Because this should be a premier game, right? This should be something that we should have been focusing in on all week, and everybody just feels like it's going to be a rout, and it's barely had any attention at all.
Yeah. This was going to be maybe the game of the month. May not even end up being the game of the week.
And you're right. How does Kellen Mond, with all that experience, look like it was his first ever start in the SEC?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay, well, let's talk about the LSU game. Well, we talked about it last week, and boy, Mississippi State put on an offensive clinic in Baton Rouge last week. So LSU's going to get their top defender back, Stingley Jr., back in the mix. Yep. Vanderbilt looked good, first home game. How do you see this one playing out, Lee?
So LSU looks nothing like 2019. You just can't say, oh, they're LSU. They still have some good players, but they have a lot of holes. Vanderbilt, the new Nashville spread installed by recent Louisiana Tech offensive coordinator Todd Fitch, was a little better than expected. Derek Mason's defense had Mond confused. Their first-string defense isn't half bad, and LSU, I think they might be decent, but I think it's going to take a couple more games. LSU wins 30-13, but Vanderbilt covers.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see. All right. Lee, let's move on to the pro ranks. Kansas City looks lights out right now. Can they keep it up against New England?
So I think the game plan here for New England is going to try to run the football. In the two games that they won, they gained 217 and 250 yards. The game they lost, they threw the ball 44 times against Seattle. They're not going to win games by throwing the ball that often. So I think that they're going to try to control the clock. They're going to try to snap the ball with 2-3 seconds to go, and if they have to punt, they're going to try to, you know, keep Kansas City in deep and make them drive 85, 90 yards. And they can play defense a little different than most teams because they have two really good cover corners. So they can do some things with their safeties. They can move them around and disguise them a little more than most teams. And Bill Belichick, I mean, there's no better guy than coming up with schemes. And I think Kansas City wins the game 27-23, but I'm going to take the 7 points in New England here.
All right. Also, a team that's 2-1, but statistically has been very, very good, is the Colts. They're a 2-point favorite against the undefeated Bears. What do you think of that one?
So here's something that most people won't look at. Chuck Pagano, the former head coach for the Colts, is the Bears' defensive coordinator. And I just love how these former coordinators, they will come up with schemes and spend a little extra time to come up with something to throw some wrinkles at their old team. And they usually perform really well when their coordinators, after getting their walking papers. And then on top of that, you know, Nick Foles, I always thought he was the guy. And I think in play action, he's one of the best quarterbacks once they get a running game going. I just can't trust Phillips Rivers here. I mean, here's a guy, looks better, but in the last two games, 3 touchdowns and still 3 interceptions here. Chicago, they may not be one of the greatest teams around, but they're going to find a way to 4-0, 28-17.
Lee Sterling is with us, ParamountSports.com. What is the phone number, Lee?
It's 800-400-9741. And our game of the week this week is going to be Georgia and Auburn. Longest-running rivalry, should be a great game. And, I've got some, I think, really good intel on this game. They want to get Georgia and Auburn. Just call 800-400-9741, and we've won 3 of the first 4 weeks this year in the college and the pro football. A lot of people call this month October. Paramount Sports, we call it Locktober. You can get 5 weeks from now through Monday, November 2nd. Normally it's $100 a week, and every year we throw out some different coupons, save $100, save $200. I'm going to throw out the biggest coupon I've ever offered, save $300. For the normal price of $497, if they use coupon code SAVE300, just $197 for 5 weeks of my executive phone service. How do they get it? ParamountSports.com. Use coupon code SAVE300, ParamountSports.com, or call 800-400-9741 now.
SAVE300. There you go. Lee, always good stuff. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Sounds good.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. There you go. Game of the week, Georgia and Auburn. That'll be one of our big games for Pick 6.
Mm-hmm.
And Pick 6 is next.
It's time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick 6, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
It is Pick 6 time here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. And we want you to get involved. Get in on our phone line, 615-737-1025. That's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We're going to get to your calls in just a minute. Remember, if you call in, you get 2 top-shelf picks. If you're unable to call this hour, you can still play along at thegamenashville.com. Did want to pass along that Nashville SC will take on the New England Revolution. That'll be tomorrow night at 6:30. You can catch all the action on ESPN 94.9 with pregame coverage starting at 6:15. But first, before we make our picks, we must review Elijah.
All right. Last week, we started off in Columbia, South Carolina. Tennessee, 3.5-point favorites over the Gamecocks. Darren, the only one taking the home team. 6 South Carolina, Willie and Chase going with Tennessee. Tennessee just edging it out with a 4-point win. 31-27, so it's points for Willie and Chase. Titans at Vikings.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Exactly. If there's a lesson to learn in this, that is it. The Titans did not go over the 2.5 as they won by only 1 point thanks to Stephen Gokowski. And Well, let's see. Willie's the only one that took the Vikings. Willie's the only one getting the point for that. The third prop bet, which point per touchdown for either Titans or Vikings player. Darren with the home run here, hitting Derrick Henry. That is 2 points for Darren. Dalvin Cook gave Willie one. And Chase going with Jonnu Smith, the wild card of the bunch. The only donut of the bunch as well. Cowboys at Seahawks, a popular top shelf pick here. Seahawks favored by 4.5, covered in the last minute. Darren, Cowboys top shelf. Willie, Cowboys top shelf also. But Chase, Cowboys not top shelf. He is a lesser of a loser in that game right there. Packers at Saints. Saints 2.5-point favorites. And Aaron Rodgers did his thing, which was good news for Willie and Chase. Bad news for Darren for trusting in my Saints. Chiefs at Ravens. Ravens 2.5-point favorites. And what was dubbed as the game of the year was the dud of the year so far. It was all Chiefs. Darren with the Chiefs. Point for him. Willie took the Ravens. No point for Willie. And Chase nailing his top shelf of the week as he did pick the Chiefs. So last week, for those counting at home, Willie and Chase had 4 points. Darren left with 3. And after 3 weeks, Willie leads with 11 points. Chase in second with 10. And our defending champion, Darren, still the caboose this week, pulling up the rear at 7 points going into week 4.
Okay. Some work to be done. All right.
You're chipping, though.
I didn't chip. I lost points.
That's true. But you're only three behind me.
Yeah. Long ways to go, I think. Not really. This year's going to be kind of like the MLB season. It's going to be abbreviated.
Is it?
I think so.
We're not going through the end of the NCAA tournament?
I don't know how all this is going to play out.
Is there going to be an NCAA tournament?
Right, I don't know.
There will be. Everybody said there will be. An NCAA basketball tournament. Even if we have to go to an island, I think somebody said, right?
Yes.
We shall see.
I don't know.
All right. Official voice guy. Number one. Right in my backyard, just down the way in Murfreesboro, the Blue Raiders hosting their rival, the Hilltoppers. Western Kentucky and MTSU. MTSU getting 6.5. Both teams are winless on the season. That will be a 4 p.m. kickoff tomorrow. Willie, what do you got?
What did we go with the official line?
6.5 MTSU getting.
Whew. I don't have much of a read on either one of these teams. I just, you know, both are searching for a win. On that, I guess I got to take the underdog. I'll take the underdog. I'll take middle and the points. But this is just a little bit of a blind throw. It's hard to know how these two teams match up.
Chase.
All right. MTSU 6.5. I will take the Blue Raiders in the 100 Miles of Hate and top shelf.
I was going to top shelf it too, but now I'm going to rethink since you did it. Because I can't gain ground if I'm doing the same stuff as you guys. But I am taking MTSU. Obviously, I took them as one of my selections in underdogs yesterday. So I'll take middle and the points.
Number two.
I love it when I befuddle Darren.
Yeah, something like that. The big SEC tilt. Auburn at Georgia. So down in Athens, Bulldogs giving up 6.5. Also going to need from the listeners the game total. Need the game total. That'll be a 6:30 kickoff on ESPN. Willie, what do you got?
Georgia favored by 6.5. Man, Georgia really struggled for a while, but they do have a great defense. I'm taking Auburn.
Chase.
Well, I took him in underdog, so I'll stick with it. War damn Eagle.
Okay. I think everybody's going to take Auburn in this contest, so when the public's going one way, go the other. I'll go Georgia.
Number three.
The Sharks swim the other way.
Exactly. NFL side. Browns in Dallas to take on Chase's Cowboys. Dallas favored by 4.5. That is a noon kickoff. Dallas rarely playing a noon game, but they are the noon Sunday game on Fox. Chase, what do you got?
How about them Cowboys?
Oh, that sounds confident.
They'll get off the schneid this week.
So you're going to go with Dallas minus 4.5. I'll take Cleveland and the points. I'm kind of tired of getting burned by Dallas.
I will take the Browns as well. It's just I feel like the Cowboys have a knack for crazy, wacky games. They come right down to the last minute. I was counting on that last week, and it was exactly that. It just ended up being a touchdown late that covered the spread. So I'll take the Browns with the points.
Number 4.
Vikings and Texans. That game is currently scheduled to be played in Houston. That, too, is a noon kickoff on Sunday on Fox. Texans are favored by 3.5. Chase.
I will take who you dubbed as my best friend, Billy O, and the Houston Texans.
I took the Vikings and underdogs yesterday. I'll take Minnesota and the points today. Give me the Purple People Eaters.
I like how you guys don't hedge on your underdog picks. Strong feeling, you stay with it.
Yeah,
no reason to
hedging
hedge.
Doesn't do you any good.
Nope.
Well, it can, actually.
But it helps you one show, hurts you the other show.
Right. I'll take the Texans.
All right.
Number 5.
Patriots and the Chiefs at Arrowhead. Kansas City favored by 7.5. I will start things. That is a 3:25 kickoff on CBS. Kansas City looks like just a machine, but I'll take New England and the points.
You said 7.5, correct?
7.5.
Hmm.
After Kansas City just carved up Baltimore in Baltimore.
I forget. Chase. That game is in Foxborough, correct?
No, it's in Arrowhead.
At Chiefs, okay.
I was kind of struggling with this one. I'm going to defer to Lee, so I will take the Pats to cover.
You know, for years, I couldn't pick against the Patriots. I think I just kept thinking they'll figure it out. I want to go with Lee here, but I feel like the Chiefs have one more thrashing. This could be the week that the Patriots' offense gets exposed a little bit. I think the Patriots, if they can hang around, can, with their defense, play the field position and keep it close. But I feel like the Chiefs will just pull away at the end. I'll take the Chiefs.
Number 6.
Well, you need Kansas City because, quite honestly, you're New England and Tampa Bay not making the playoffs right now. My dinner smells pretty good. Because I think there's
Darren's thinking a prime rib.
I'm thinking New England and Tampa are going to be playoff teams. I'm just saying.
So you long way to go.
You need the Chiefs to win. All right, finally, Marlins Cubs was rained out yesterday, so they are just one game into that series. The Marlins lead that series 1-0. Game 2 is today, and if there is a Game 3, it'll be tomorrow. So the question is, who wins the series? If you take A, the Marlins, that's good for a point. If you take B, the Cubs, that is good for 2 points.
Are we allowed to look at the score of the game currently? Because I already have.
Oh, I have not. I didn't realize it was this early.
Yeah, the game is underway.
Oh.
And it's scoreless, top of the second.
Okay.
But at any moment, something can happen here. So as this unfolds.
What channel is that on?
ABC.
ABC.
Oh, okay. All right. To keep putting these games on primetime, I like it.
But honestly, as we ask people to pick, isn't that compromising the pick?
You know, this could have, I sent you guys this hours ago. Somebody could have let me know this was going to be an early game.
Well, you're the one that makes the
I understand,
games.
But like, I sent this to you hours ago. I didn't realize this game was this early. I thought it was tonight.
No.
I didn't look at the time.
You thought wrong.
Right. Well, you guys could have told me, like, hey, just heads up, like, this could be a compromised game. And I would have said, my bad.
Listen, I thought Kelly Holcomb might call you, but he didn't.
I mean, we can switch on the fly.
Do you want to switch to the winner-take-all Cardinals-Padres?
Let's go back to NFL because we could easily do the Colts and the Bears. That is a big game.
I tell you what, add this game. The Titans are a 7-point dog against COVID-19. Do that.
Right.
All right, fine. We will bounce from this because you're right.
I mean, somebody could hit a grand slam here.
Yeah.
And
okay, fair enough.
Between the time we start this and end the show.
Glad you guys looked at my text. Colts-Bears. Bears getting 2.5 in Chicago. I will start and give me the Bears plus 2.5 at home against the Colts.
I will take the Colts top shelf.
Whoa.
I'm a believer.
Whoa.
I think their defense will completely stifle the Bears.
I will take the Colts.
All righty then. That got aggressive in a hurry.
It did.
Willie, what's your top shelf?
We just said it.
You said Colts top shelf?
Yes, I did. I did.
Okay. I was scratching.
You're
out
rattled.
All
you're rattled because of the activity at Wrigley Field.
You got 30 more minutes and then you're on vacation. I believe in you. You can do it. We're gonna get you through this.
I'm just trying to officially change all this. I'm scratching things out. I mean, typically I'm not, you know, I don't have to do this. Willie's the one that wants to do questions that are 3 weeks in advance.
The Masters. Willie so wants I, to add the Masters. I, who's going to win the Masters?
The combine.
Now I've screwed up. This one's on me. Okay.
The combine.
So you guys, the combine was still.
That's still the greatest of all time.
That's the classic one. There was just like silence. We're like, isn't that in like 3 weeks?
Isn't that like a month from now?
Did you say the Colts were -2.5?
Colts are -2.5.
Oh, the Colts are -2.5? You said getting 2.5.
No, I said the Bears are getting 2.5.
No, you said the Colts are getting 2.5.
No,
and a half.
I did not. Go check the audio. Elijah, what did I say?
The phone lines are bumping right now. I might have to get
I'm
back
sorry.
To you. Yeah.
We will play it coming out of the break. Yeah, I said the Bears are getting 2.5.
Jeez. Well, card laid, card played. I'm staying with my pick.
Okay, well, the line didn't move, just so you know. It was always Bears getting 2.5.
No, I thought you said they're getting 2. Oh, well, forget it. Whatever you said, you said. I'm staying with the Colts.
Okay.
I am just waiting for a certain very tall former NHL defenseman to have some words with you, because I'm sure that's going to happen in a group text very soon.
Yeah, we're going to have to change that. that last question.
I just did. Don't worry.
I'm going to go on and just push my chips in the middle of the table. This is a redemption week for me. I'm going Georgia top shelf. That is going to be a monster game for this contest for us. So I'm going to go top shelf Georgia. All right. 615-737-1025. Yes, I screwed up the final question. We've switched it to the NFL. It's probably not a good idea to have a game in progress, which we have had happen in underdogs before.
Yeah, Kelly.
And he has never heard the end of it since
now,
then.
Now, hold on a second, Kelly. Now, this
game
is the second
already
quarter.
That game's
already started.
Team, you're picking is winning 17-7. This is ridiculous. By the way, who doesn't like Yu Darvish's And he's got the flow going, doesn't
he? Yeah, he's got the flow.
Golly. Not as much as Hader of the Brewers, man. That's something. That gets a golf clap. Okay, we'll come back. 615-737-1025. Load up the lines, which it looks like you already have. We will rifle through your phone calls. You get 2 top shelf picks. We'll do that on the other side. Darren, Donick, and Chase. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Glad you guys looked at my text. Colts-Bears. Bears getting 2.5 in Chicago. Willie, did you hear that? That's the audio right there. There you have it.
5-point swing on my top shelf call, but I'm about the Colts. I'm about the Colts this weekend.
All right, 6-1.
I felt really good about the Colts plus 2.5. Wow.
I bet you did. That is a big swing. That is a 5-point swing, as you alluded to. This week's winner will get a 4-pack of tickets to see MTSU and North Texas at Floyd Stadium. That'll be on Saturday, October 17th. So a 4-pack MTSU, North Texas, Saturday, October 17th. But now we get to your phone calls. Some folks are right now loading up. The lines are loaded. And you're on our phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So let's start with Steven. Steven, you're up first. Welcome into Pick 6.
Thank you, guys. It's only the right thing to do to start with your reigning, defending champion.
Boom.
Ooh.
I'm gonna start a winning streak here, the likes that Jeopardy has never seen.
Did you win last week?
I did.
You sure
awesome.
Did.
Awesome. Awesome. Great. Congrats.
Flexing the muscle.
Could have used your picks. How many points did you get?
8 of 9 or 9 of 10.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah, definitely. Jeez, I could have used
your
picks.
Yeah, we could have used him.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Willie, are you reading or is Chase? Who we got?
I would be glad to read.
Okay.
Let's start with Middle Tennessee. The Blue Raiders are a 6.5-point underdog playing at home against Western Kentucky.
Give me MTSU.
He takes the Blue Raiders. Auburn at Georgia. The Bulldogs are a 6.5-point favorite between the hedges.
Give me Georgia.
The Cleveland Browns, 2-1. 4.5-point dogs in Dallas against the 1-2 Cowboys.
I will never pick the Cowboys. So
Ooh.
Give me Cleveland.
Wow.
Strong words.
Hope you lose.
Wow.
That was a pair of
Cowboys do.
Pair of 0-3 teams. Vikings at Texans down in Houston. Texans are a 3.5-point favorite.
Give me Houston.
Patriots, 7.5-point dogs on the road against the Chiefs.
Kansas City.
And then finally, we have the Colts. 2.5-point favorites in Chicago against the Bears.
Give me the Colts, double top shelf.
Woo! Whoa. Business now, just picked up.
Is there a game total, Darren, that we need to?
Georgia-Auburn.
Georgia-Auburn. Game total.
54.
54. Steven, well, good luck. I guess I don't need to say that to you. You've already had luck, so
yeah,
have a great
yeah.
weekend.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I wish the best to the two of you. And, Chase, adios.
See you, Steven.
Maybe you can trim Chase's beard. 615-737.
That was the best moment of the show today. I wanted the beard trim. I wanted the beard trim. We're in phase 3. Come on.
The mayor said it. Get your act together, place.
I also enjoyed Line. That was a good one.
And where can you read that? Where can you hear that game, Chase? Uh-huh.
That's right.
What'd you say? Mike, you're up next on Pick 6. Mike,
hey,
welcome
in.
Good.
All right, Mike, we're going to start in Conference USA. Big rivalry game. The Blue Raiders of Middle, 6.5-point dogs against the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers.
MTSU
it is. Auburn at Georgia with the Bulldogs, a 6.5-point favorite at home.
Give me Georgia, double top shelf.
We got a double top shelf for Georgia. Wow. The Cowboys host the Browns. Cowboys are a 4.5-point home favorite.
Now give me the Browns.
Browns. Who is going to get the win? Well, it could be a tie. Vikings at Texans, a pair of 0-3 teams. Texans are a 3.5-point favorite at home.
Give me the Vikings.
The New England Patriots heading on the road to take on the defending champion Chiefs. Patriots plus 7.5.
Give me the Chiefs.
You want the Chiefs, given the points. And then finally, the undefeated Bears hosting the Colts, but the Colts are a 2.5-point favorite on the road.
All right, give me the Colts.
All right, we need some top shelves and a game total.
He's got the double top shelf with Georgia.
Oh, that's right.
And but we need a game total in that game.
I'm going to say 57.
57. Mike, have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
615-737-1025. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're up next on Pick 6. Welcome in.
Hello, guys. How y'all doing?
All right, Mark.
Doing great.
We're going to hit you with some games here. We start on the college front. Western Kentucky travels to Murfreesboro to take on the Blue Raiders. Blue Raiders are a 6.5-point home dog.
I'm going to take the Blue Raiders.
Georgia hosts Auburn. Georgia is a 6.5-point favorite.
I take Georgia, and it's 49 points.
49 points. The Cowboys host the 2-1 Browns. Browns are a 4.5-point dog.
Give me the Cowboys, and that'd be one of my top shelf picks.
All right. He's going Cowboys top shelf. Texans host the Vikes. Texans are a 3.5-point favorite.
Give me Minnesota.
Wants Minnesota. The Chiefs hosting New England. The Chiefs are a 7.5-point favorite.
Give me the Chiefs, and that'll be my top shelf.
That'll be top shelf number two. And then finally, you've got the Colts as a 2.5-point favorite on the road at Soldier Field against the Bears.
Give me Indianapolis.
He wants the Colts.
All right. Mark,
y'all have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Good to go. 615-737-1025. Let's go to Keith. Keith, you're up next on Pick 6. Welcome in.
Hey, guys.
Keith, bring it strong. We got the Blue Raiders hosting the Hilltoppers. Who do you like?
Well, I'll tell you, I graduated from Western, but I would like I kind of think that the Blue Raiders are going to win because Western doesn't look like they're all that this year.
All right, Blue Raiders, you get 6.5 points with that pick. How about Auburn, Georgia?
I'm going to go with Auburn.
Auburn plus 6.5. Next up.
That's going to be 44 points.
44 points is the game total. On to the pros, Browns at Cowboys.
What's the spread on that one?
Browns are a 4.5-point dog.
I'm going to go with Cowboys.
Cowboys. You still have two top shelves. Vikings at Texans. Texans a 3.5-point favorite.
I'm going to go with the Texans.
Texans. Then we have the Chiefs hosting the Pats. Patriots plus 7.5.
I'm going to go with the Patriots.
You're going to take the Patriots as the dog on the road. And finally, the Bears. 3-0, hosting the Colts. Colts favored by 2.5.
I'm going to go with the Colts, and I'm going to double top shelf that one.
Ooh. Boy, boy, oh boy.
Second person, double top shelf.
Yeah, all right, Keith. I think that's a layup right there. But
a layup? Okay.
A layup. You know what really would have been the layup if they were a 2.5-point dog?
Yeah.
Thank
which
you,
is
Keith.
Not the case.
Good luck.
As I found out.
Have a good weekend.
You
right,
too.
Bye.
615-737-1025. Dr. Detroit, you're up next on Pick 6. Welcome in.
I can hardly contain myself. Let's get it going.
Yes. Dr. Detroit, here's a quick scoreboard update for all. End of the second inning at Wrigley. Cubs and Marlins still scoreless. All right. Let's go to the college ranks. Middle Tennessee, a 6.5-point dog, hosting Western Kentucky.
Well, I live in Laverne, which is Rutherford County, and I know in my days a bunch of Blue Raiders, so got to go with the Blue Raiders. Got to go with the Middle Tennessee squad.
All right. Taking the Blue Raiders in the points. Auburn, Georgia.
Give me REM. over the War Eagles.
Did you say REM?
Yes.
They were born out of Athens. Good REM trivia there. So Georgia minus 6.5. How about the Browns at the Cowboys?
I could have said the ex-Matthew Stafford and Herschel Walker. But anyway, what's the next one?
Browns at Cowboys.
Give me the cow patties.
Cow patties minus 4.5.
Dr. D always has some funny commentary.
Okay, Texans minus 3.5 hosting the Vikings. Both teams 0-3.
I grew up with my brother being a Viking, so I'll go against the Vikings. But we're picking all Lone Star State teams. What's up with that?
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, going to Texans.
Going Texans, and then we go to Kansas City where the Chiefs host the Patriots. Patriots are a 7.5-point dog.
It'll be 28-7 Chiefs at halftime, so go figure.
And then what is the second half not played?
Is that officially your pick, or are you just making a halftime prediction?
Oh, yeah, the cheerleaders come out and finish raking up the gridiron for the rest of the game.
And then finally, the Bears, 2.5 points.
Willie, Darren, I hope you guys know I cannot stand Blackhawks or Bears from Chicago, so go figure that one out, Monopoly boys.
Okay, Colts minus 2.5. Did you give a game total for REM?
I was to say, has he picked top shelves in a game total?
Top shelves? God, I love a top shelves margarita right now. I'm just about to finish cutting grass.
Me too.
Let's see. No, hello, Top Shelf Margaritas. What's the point spread? And I don't mean to delay, guys. What's the point spread on the Auburn-Georgia game?
Georgia is a 6.5-point favorite.
I think really? Wow. I'll go with that as my Top Shelf.
Okay. Are you doubling up or because you get two?
Yeah, because the other one I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, Chiefs and Georgia, and do you have a game total for Georgia?
Let's go 48.
All right, DD, have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thanks. That sounds a pleasure.
Let's go to David. David, you're up next on Pick 6. Welcome in.
How y'all doing?
David, great. We're doing well. What do you think of Middle Tennessee against Western Kentucky?
I'm going to take MTSU the points.
That's 6.5 points to be exact. And then we have Auburn at Georgia.
Georgia, top shelf.
Georgia, minus 6.5, top shelf. Cowboys hosting the Brownies.
Dallas, top shelf.
Dallas, top shelf, minus 4.5.
Boom.
We need a game total for Auburn, Georgia.
46.
46. On to the Vikings, taking on the Texans down in Houston.
Texans,
minus 3.5. Chiefs, hosting the Patriots.
Patriots points.
Patriots, plus 7.5. And finally, the Colts, minus 2.5 at the Bears.
I got to go with the Colts.
Colts, minus 2.5.
We get David.
Mark it down. Lock him in.
Game total and two top shelves?
We did.
Okay, David, good luck.
Thank you.
Let's go to Jason. Jason, you're up next. Pick 6, welcome in.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Jason, we got the Blue Raiders. We got the Toppers. Who do you like?
Give me the Blue Raiders. Make that one of my top shelves.
Top shelf, Middle Tennessee, plus 6.5. Auburn at Georgia.
Give me Auburn, game total 50 points.
Auburn, plus 6.5, game total of 50. Browns at Cowboys.
Give me
in
the
Big
Browns.
D. Browns, plus 4.5. Vikings at Texans.
Give me the Vikings. Make that my other top shelf.
Vikings, top shelf, plus 3.5. Patriots at Chiefs.
Give me the Patriots.
Patriots, plus 7.5. And finally, Bears hosting the Colts.
Give me the Bears.
The Bears, plus 2.5.
Is that everything, Willie?
It is.
Okay,
he's
Jason. Good luck.
Efficient.
Have a good
one. All right, thanks, guys. You have a good weekend.
You too. The rest of you, we will get you off the air You will be locked in as a phone call, so you'll get two top shelves. Everybody else can play along at thegamenashville.com, so you can still play along online with us, and we hope you do, and a lot of you have been. So thanks for participation today. It's been a whole lot of participation. Right now, Marlins Cubs, no score. They're in the top of the third right now as Yu Darvish is on the hill for the Cubbies. And who's pitching for the Marlins? Is it
Sixto Sanchez? Yeah.
Gotta love that name, huh?
Oh, he might have the stuff to go with the name. They got him in the deal that sent JT Realmuto to the Phillies. So this is the return on the investment here. He's pretty nasty. He struck out four through two innings.
Sorry, guys. I'm trying to – our guy Cliff McCardle, you know, puts the stuff up, and he has not been made aware of the change for game number six. So I was trying to handle that.
Oh, all good.
So have you sent something to him?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay.
I have to our friends at the Predators that are playing along with us this year. But
yes. Who would you have taken if I thought this was a night game, and that's on me. So
I would have taken the Marlins.
You would have taken the layup, so you go with the safe pick. Anybody willing to step out there and say the Cubs for the extra point?
I wasn't a believer.
I wasn't going to either, even though I need to, but I don't think I could have pulled the trigger.
You never know. You never know. I think I would have taken the flyer on the Cubs just for the
really
for the try
you
to get the extra point.
You love the extra point. You
I love trying to get
point.
That extra point. You dangle do. It for me. I'm like a you know that it's like a shiny toy to a kid.
He loves the extra
what's
point.
What's the what's the analytics on your record? With
probably
the
not
extra
good.
Point question?
Probably not yeah. good.
I kind of feel that way, but I don't
about
I don't
that
know
of some
the
kickers in the NFL.
I did get it with Derrick Henry being held under 100 yards though.
Yep, you did. Against, that was what, week one? Or no, it was against Jacksonville, right? Against Jacksonville, yeah. Held him to what, 84 yards?
Yep, that's correct. Did you guys see the A's and all the former Sounds pitching in the game? Frankie Montas and all those guys who pitched in Nashville a couple of summers ago, they have advanced. Lost the first game, came back and won. I think the White Sox pitching staff is still walking people. I think they walked 10. In the game?
I'm just telling you, the White Sox are the White Sox. That's
oh,
why.
Oh, I'm telling you, though, they're moving in the right direction. Such a young team.
Still the White Sox.
Loaded.
Got to see it. Got to
see it.
Loaded
with top prospects. You'll see it. You'll see it next year. Let me ask you guys this. I watched this, another former Sound. Ramon Laureano, center fielder. He wore a microphone in center field during an inning. And did an interview with the announcers, Dave Fleming and Jessica Mendoza. They're having a conversation, and during the inning, the White Sox score two runs, and like four balls are hit to Laureano. If I'm the manager, wouldn't you? This is a playoff game. You know, it's not a spring training game. They've done it a lot on ESPN for that, but in a postseason game, elimination game, that was kind of odd. I mean, I guess it was served its purpose for TV. It was, I guess, somewhat entertaining. There was a expletive thrown out there that went dead on the air while he was running down a ball in the gap. But that was odd. Weird time to roll that out. I have to say, I didn't really like it. If I'm the manager, I'd be like, we're not having my center fielder do that during the game. But they did it.
Yep. Chase, to your text, yes, I'll take one of those. Everybody have a great weekend.
Have fun, Darren.
I'm going to leave you guys next week to see if there's going to be a Titans-Bills game. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the weather. Be safe. We want you back with us Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.
Oh. y'all. It's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save